Good afternoon, Peter James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hi, James. It's Robert Leach. You tried phoning me the other day. I tried returning the call this morning.
Hold on, I'll just get up your file. For data protection purposes, I just need to ask you three questions. If you could just clarify for me, what is your current postal address?
PA238NN.
Brilliant. Can you just confirm for me your date of birth?
The 15th of the 8th, 1977.
Brilliant. And then can you just confirm your email address for me, please, sir?
It's my name, robertleach93@gmail.com.
Fantastic. So that has passed data protection. In regards to my phone call, I was just looking to clarify some further information from you. So we're getting some pushbacks on some data, on some subject access requests for some councils in Scotland. For some reason, they index all the documents in parents' names or the address where you may have been previously before Kerr. So essentially, that was the phone call. If you could possibly identify for me, first the names and date of birth of your parents, if that's possible.
My father's John McKellar Leach.
John McKellar Leach, yeah. And your mother?
Anne Leach.
Anne Leach. Do you by happen to know what the date of birth are for your parents at all?
No, I don't.
That's perfectly fine. Don't worry about that. Whilst you was in Kerr, are you aware of any of the name you may have been known by?
No, I was always known as Robert.
That is perfectly fine. And finally, the address or area in which you lived in during your time within Kerr?
The care homes or my family address?
Your family address, yeah.
It was 55.
55.
Victoria Road, Dunoon.
Victoria Road.
And it was PA237AE.
Brilliant. That is completely fine. Just checking to see if there's any other relevant information while you're on the phone that we may need to get from yourself. But what I can see from the file, there's nothing more that we'd need further from you. What I'll do now is that I'll go ahead and I'll go and chase up on these subject access requests on your behalf, and then once we've received all of your records, what we'll do is we'll give you a call, sir, and we'll see if we can book you in for a witness statement. So we'll just see what day and what time is best for you to be available for a phone call, because they're possibly going to be quite lengthy, as you can tell by the nature of the phone call. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Well, no problem, sir. I'll update your records on your files now, okay?
I don't know if you can put it in your notes or whatever, but due to my job, I work as a chef on a holiday park at Haven.
Yeah.
We're doing 6 days a week.
Yeah.
We're not allowed our phone in the kitchen, so who's ever doing it, could they send me a text or that? Because I can reply to that.
Yeah.
Make a time for a phone call then.
That is perfectly
I don't sound
fine.
Stupid, but it's...
No, it's not stupid at all.
Phones don't work well in the kitchen, so...
Yeah, no problem at all. What I'll do is I'll make a note that you prefer contact via text for now, and then obviously when it comes to doing a witness statement, we will have to have a phone call with you. There's no other way around.
Yeah. For that, I'll sort a day off and make sure I'm off for it, but
in general, it's...
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. No problem. I'll update the file now so you won't receive any phone calls. And if we do need any information from you, we'll just send you a quick text. Is that okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thank you, sir. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.